This is Pulse 95. You're listening to the Morning Magilis podcast.
It's the Morning Magilis.
It's the Morning Magilis, and we'll be talking to you about the Zakat campaign launched by the Friends of Cancer Patients Society. And to talk to us about the campaign, we're very kindly joined by Rashid Al-Amiri, who is the Head of Corporate Communication at Friends of Cancer Patients. Thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's lovely to be here.
It's a pleasure. Now, we did hear at the start of the holy month of Ramadan, you've got the campaign titled Their Journey with You. Can you talk to us a little bit about the campaign? How does it fall into with Zakat donations? You know, what's happening? How are we collecting the funds? How will they get distributed? So all of this, the journey, their journey with you.
Their journey with us. So essentially, the concept of the campaign is to embody the community efforts when it comes to battling cancer. Now, a lot of people think about cancer, they think about individuals. You know, you think about cancer, a lot of the time, if you haven't been affected by it, you know, personally or through a family member, you think of it as this distant problem. Mm. You don't think of it as a community-wide problem. And that's one of the things we want to explain in the campaign, is that this is a community effort. You know, cancer could hit anybody. It could be a problem when a person who has cancer, it doesn't just affect them, it affects their family, their community. And this is why we want to embody the zakah aspect of it to the community, where your donations actually make a huge difference in not only individuals' lives, but into the community as well. So their journey continues with you. It just symbolizes, yeah, their journey to recovery. It's not going to be easy. A lot of people might talk about cancer and make it seem like it's, you know, going to be an easy thing to combat. But the reality is, cancer is difficult, and depending on the cancer, that journey could be a few months. It could be a few years. So, their journey continues with you is essentially asking the community to be involved, help with these cancer patients who can't afford treatment.
Mm. You know, it's amazing to hear the words that you're saying there, because I believe it's one in three nowadays in some communities actually get cancer. So when you put those figures out there, they are staggering and it needs to be addressed. And it just kind of showcases how important it is to donate and put that helping hand out there. Can we talk about these Zakat donations and give us a bit more detail on what they are exactly, how one can get involved, and how they are distributed as well?
So zakah is essentially a Islamic ritual that every Muslim has to do every year. So it's 2.5% of their annual possessions and wealth. What we are actually just asking, because we have a approved zakah fatwa from the Sharjah Committee, Permanent Committee. So essentially, to get that, you need to meet a few criteria that they require, and we do have those requirements. Mm-hmm. And our zakah goes 100% to cancer patients who require treatment, whether it's chemotherapy, whether it's operations, and or doctor visits. These zakah funds go straight to the patients. Most NGOs take a 10% fee, but you can't do that with zakah. So the zakah fund it's a separate fund at FOCP that targets Muslim patients who need treatment, need chemotherapy, need doctor visits, and it goes 100% towards them.
No, so let's get more technical into this. How can donors and owners of funds donate their zakat to this campaign?
So we've made it very easy. You can go to our website at www.focp.ae, and you'll find all the details there. So we have multiple ways of donations. You can either, once you're on the website, you can look at how we do it through SMS. You can send as small as 10 dirhams all the way up to 1,000 dirhams through SMS for Salat users. You can do bank transfers. We accept bank transfers, and it goes directly to our Zakat fund. Or you can go to our website and look at actual cases that we have up online of people who are in need right now, actually. So you can go there, you can pick the person that you want to help, and then you can give your zakat through Yalla Give.
And, you know, a lot of people will be saying that this is not the first time we're doing the Zakat campaign, especially during the holy month of Ramadan. Do we have any updates in terms of how much donation was collected last year? How many patients benefited from this?
So, thankfully, last year we collected 5.1 million dirhams and it went towards 100 patients last year. So 100 patients received in total of 5.1 million dirhams, which included a whole range of treatments and a whole range of cancers. So most predominantly was chemotherapy, and different types of cancer got different treatments. But we managed to allocate every single dirham that we got last year into the patients.
Okay.
Wow. When you put it like that, it is so impressive because it's not just a medical or burden that's put on a family, but it's a financial one as well. So it's that helping hand during the holy month that is so important. But has it actually been confirmed that the beneficiaries of the Zakat campaign are in need of these said donations?
Yeah, so we have a committee at FOCP that looks at every single medical report and looks at their income, looks at their financials, and we determine if they are, in fact, in need of this treatment and can't afford treatment. So we've been doing this for since 1999. FOCP has a rigorous policy and standard and guidelines when it comes to making sure that this person is actually in need, and we make sure that every single dirham from the Zakat goes to people and their treatments. And these payouts go directly to the hospitals, not to the patients individually.
Mm-hmm. Now, besides talking about Zakat, we want to take advantage of you being here, being part of the FOCP or the Friends of Cancer Patients. We would like to hear from you some tips, very helpful tips on preventing cancer for people who are listening right now.
So preventing cancer, I think leading a healthy lifestyle is one of the key things that anybody would tell you. So I'm not a doctor, but leading a healthy lifestyle, working out, eating healthy, eating right, choosing what you do with your life, I think affects. As you said previously, a lot of people and a lot of diagnoses are coming up within the younger community. And there's no real particular reason. I think one of the key takeaways is that we are actually getting better at detecting cancer, which is one of the things that I think really affects our diagnosis. And as a country becomes more and more medically advanced, you are detecting cancer at earlier stages, which we've actually seen when it comes to breast cancer during the Pink Caravan. In 2015, late stages of breast cancer was at around 10%. Well, in 2017, that was our latest last census when it comes to that, dropped to 7%. So that shows us that early detection works. And obviously not every cancer can be detected early, but it shows that our medical abilities now have become to the point where we are catching these cancers earlier, where it doesn't become fatal, which is, I think, one of the most important parts of early detection.
And, you know, you look after the corporate communication side. So to getting the message across is your part of your job. To what extent do you think people have become a bit more aware of cancer? Because we do know that over the weekend with Princess of Wales announcing that she was diagnosed with cancer and their King Charles as well. So people it becomes more of a societal issue when they hear these personalities and celebrities diagnosed with it. Do you think there's more awareness and the stigma attached to it has sort of faded away?
So we're trying, actually one of the main aspects of the campaign is to target stigma and misinformation during our campaign. On our social media website, on our social media, on our Instagram, you'll see a lot of our campaign videos out speaking about this. We've noticed that there's some misinformation that we have noticed in the community. For example, a lot of people think that having a biopsy increases the risk of cancer, which we say that is 100% false. Biopsies are very important for diagnosing cancer and diagnosing it probably very early on the own stages and will not spread the cancer. So we're trying to tackle those misconceptions. And when it comes to taboos and in terms of getting cancer and then people judging it, we need to understand that cancer is not really a choice. It's something that you can't control, and if it does come, it comes. That doesn't mean that the person is not healthy or the person is not maybe the person made bad decisions. That we can't judge people on their cancers. It's something that happens, and we need to stand by them and support them, anywhere possible.
And unfortunately, that stigma that you're talking about, it puts people off even going and getting tested and finding out if they do have a cancer or the potential of having cancer. And you talked about the early detection being so important and how, you know, we might be in denial of it'll never affect us and it only happens to other people. But that's not true. It does affect everyone out there unwillingly, as you did say. How important is it to go and get tested and make sure that you do get that early detection underway?
So depending on the cancer, and I think one of the most important thing that people need to do, or the community should do, is do a bit of research on your family history, do a bit of research on cancer, understand cancer from reliable sources. You can ask your doctor, you can go online and look at different cancer seminars and kind of really understand, because end of the day, cancer can strike at any age. It really, cancer, I look at cases every day, and cancer does not care who you are or how old you are. And I think in terms of early detection and getting yourself checked, I think going to a doctor regularly, you know, doing your yearly exam, you can do a yearly exam, something simple. They might recommend a blood test, and they'll look into your family history. They'll look at your age, your gender, and see what kind of cancers you're susceptible to, and then potentially give you some ideas. For example, breast cancer, and the mammograms are recommended for women ages 40 and up, but there's been recent talks that they want that the community might want to drop it down to 30, because they've noticed that more and more females are getting breast cancer at an earlier age, and they're detecting it early, which is a worrying sign, but it's also a good sign that we're able to catch these cancer cases at earlier stages.
And in terms of demographics, do we see more young people approaching FOCP for help or you know, reaching out?
So we're seeing families who are unable to help pay for treatment for their children, which is very sad, and something that we have to tackle every day. And we see these cases, and obviously we offer them our support 100%. But we do ask the community to support FOCP, so we are able to support these cancer patients.
And it's not just the exercise habits that you have to keep up, but it's the eating habits, I think, that are affecting a lot of the upcoming youth nowadays. I mean, cancer looks at these fatty cells and latches straight onto them. So how important is it not only keeping active, doing a workout every other day, but also eating as well, as healthy as you can?
Eating healthy, obviously. Other than cancer, I think everybody should eat healthy. Mm-hmm. I think maybe we were part of the generation that got hooked on all the fast foods, and I think we are also the generation that's maybe going to stop it. I see a lot of people my age who are parents now, and they're in their mid-30s, who are not feeding their children fast food. I think awareness campaigns over the last 15 years has really pushed the narrative of organic food, better, healthier choices, and, you know, just living a better life. And I hope to see a change in the future, especially with the future generation.
Definitely is. And, you know, it's those little choices that we make in our lives that make a big impact indeed. And Rashid, thank you very much for joining us this morning. I know we've thrown you at the deep end with loads of questions this morning. It's been a very busy start to the holy month of Ramadan for your team, and we really appreciate your effort and time to speak to us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
This is Pulse 95. Tune in live every weekday from 7 a.m.